What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. Hola!
I'm just looking in the camera. It looks like my picture's cattywampus.
I was going to say cockeyed, but same thing.
Yeah. Cattywampus.
Hi, friend.
How's it going?
How was South Carolina?
It was hot as fuck.
Wimp.
Yeah. I don't do humidity.
Was it hot or was it humid?
It was both.
Well, yeah, but which one was worse? The humidity?
The humidity, for sure. Like, I just couldn't, like, not sweat being outside for, like, 5 minutes. It sucked. And it was good fun, but it was...
I love it.
No.
I don't know why I like that weather so much. I feel like it cleans my soul. Like, it cleanses my pores.
Well, yeah, it definitely cleanses your pores, but so it sucks the life out of you.
No, that's true. That is true. I will give you that. That's true. What'd you guys end up doing? Your pictures were so pretty.
Yeah. We went to Fred Samiz Chapel. It's like a YMCA outdoor chapel. Looks over the valley. So we didn't get in until like midnight South Carolina time, and then had to turn around and get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get there in time for the sunrise, because they're only open certain hours to the public.
Yeah.
Because they do weddings. So, I mean, it started off crazy. So let's start Thursday.
Okay.
Friday. So we go to the racetrack for NHRA Nationals. We go there about noon. We get done about, I don't know, probably get home 11:30, 12 o'clock, and have to get up at 3 a.m. to get to park the car and get to the airport in time to catch our flight. Then, you know, we get there.
Clearly, you need a travel agent.
Then we have a layover in Texas.
Where at in Texas?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Meh. Okay.
Yeah. So... that was about a 2-hour layover. No big deal. And then we fly there to South Carolina. But yeah, we go to Samiz Chapel the next morning. And then we went to a bunch of other places just kind of along the way, like this bridge. And we went to this canyon that overlooked another valley. But it kind of had like this cool... Devil's Kitchen, like these narrow stairs.
I saw your sign. Yeah.
Going between two big ass rocks. You're just like, you don't know where you're going. And then it kind of leads you around back up to the parking lot. But it was pretty cool. Interesting.
I was shocked at how pretty it was there. I don't know why. Yeah. Like, I don't have any preconceived notion about South Carolina or anything like that. But just your photos, I was like, dang, it really is pretty there.
Yeah, I was shocked. They had like these waterfalls and like, you know, some of it was man-made, like South Carolina and I forget what city. But they had like this waterfall and this whole garden area with trails going every which way right in the middle of the city. They got the Hyatt Hotel. I mean, it was just amazing. Like, I would love to live there, and just we could pick a different trail every week to do our walk and probably not see the same stuff. And
oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And it was really cool. Then we saw this other waterfall in this other city, like right in the middle of the city. It wasn't man-made. This was natural. And, you know, so.
Cool.
That's just a lot of cool things, but.
Full confession, like, I follow this thing on Facebook called This Old House, And it's like old homes that are like for sale that need like some work or, you know, stuff like that.
I've seen the TV show. I used to watch it as a kid.
There's so many that come up in like North and South Carolina. And I always think to, and they're super cheap. And they're huge houses with a lot of land, you know, homestead dreams. And I always have like have looked at them. But never, I didn't know that that's what South Carolina looked like. So that's why I asked. The real question is, could I live there?
I think you can since you like the heat. But
yeah.
I mean, there's just not, it's not like being close to the city where there's a lot to do. I mean, we drove over like 300 miles. I mean, it was like 30 minutes from the airport to the hotel that we stayed at. It was like an hour to Semise Chapel. And I rented. You coming from Texas where it's 2 hours to get to anywhere.
It just blows my mind how people think that that's so far.
It is. Two hours. Man. I used to love driving when I was younger, but I hate it now. Like, I used to be, I installed gas fireplaces and I did cable TV and I drove all over the place. And I just hate driving. I hate being, like, flying sucks. 4 hours in an airplane sucks. And,
I don't like being in an airplane that long, but I can drive anywhere. It doesn't bother me at all.
I don't care for it, but I mean, I think so. They let me upgrade without no extra cost to, I'm a Ford lover, so I got a Ford Explorer.
Are we even friends right now?
Yeah. And I loved it. I need to get me one.
You don't already have one.
I just don't want a car payment. That's why I don't have one.
Why? How are we even friends? Good Lord.
But, you know.
They are nice, though. They are nice. Yeah. I've been in one. Especially the newer ones. They're really nice. Yeah. The ones back in the day.
I was tripping. I'm driving down the freeway and these warnings keep popping up on the dash about driver assist. And I'm like, it's available, and I click on it, not knowing what it does. And it's basically a combination of speed control, and it will brake when the cars in front of you get too close. I'm just like, oh, I can get used to
this. That's what my car does. That's what my new car does. It will drive by itself. My new car will drive by itself. You don't, hands-free steering and all of that. But Jason can do it and be okay with it. I am too neurotic. Like, I can't let go. He's like, just let it go. And I'm like, no, I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, so, I need to be in. I need.
So I'm glad you guys had a good time, though. That was a quick little, short little vacation, but well worth it.
Yeah. And then, of course, they delayed our flight. So, like, the government passed a law that anything over 3 hours when an airline delays your flight, you're entitled to like either full or partial refund if it's anything over 3 hours.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Well, I better write that down. Okay, go ahead.
So they delayed our flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Seattle by 2.5 hours. But by the time they delayed it 2.5, but then didn't board because they were still cleaning the airplane. So it basically put us over 3 hours. So we'll see if they're probably not just going to offer a refund. I'd have probably. Have
what airline did you fly?
American.
American? I didn't know that. That is good to. Let me put that in my pocket because I did not know that.
Well, because you know the airlines always kind of screw me and delay my flights and everybody's got a running joke. Don't fly with Aaron because they
always can't. That's honestly what I was looking for. I'm not even going to lie on Facebook. I honestly was waiting for, well, I'll probably have to drive to Texas and pick up Aaron. Or I will have to drive to LA and pick up Aaron. Like some weird something. And then I saw that Alaska Airlines went down for like 8 hours or some shit. They grounded all their flights. And I was like, no.
I think I've flown every airline except for Spirit. I mean, Alaska, United. Yeah, I won't fly with them because they charge for carry-ons.
You know that's what Chris and Danny Webb do, though, when they go from Lake Havasu to Phoenix or wherever they're going. They'll just hop on, but it's their, you know, they're there and back same day. Usually when Danny wants to go to a concert, they fly Spirit. I was like, girl, you brave. She was like, it's just me. I don't bring luggage. I don't bring anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's good if you're going to go one day or you don't need to bring nothing. Because it's like they charge you $95 or $100 per carry-on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it's like I've had trouble with every airline. But I booked American. This was the first time. And the flight down there was fine. No delays. But
American. I have an American credit card. I've flown with them before. That's who I fly with when we go to Kentucky, is American. So I like them, but they're also an Alaska partner. So
yeah,
it all counts for the same thing. But
oh, okay. I didn't know that because I'm Alaska too.
You should see if it will count. Like if you could put your number in and see if you'll get the miles for it. But yeah, you didn't miss anything here. Ashley and I did a pop-up booth at Ruston Way. Ashley did a pop-up. I went and supported. Let me be honest about it. They were there like super early and I was like, yeah, no, on a Sunday, I'm not doing that. But it went good. You know, there was a lot of foot traffic for sure, but it's the situation where people just look the other way so you don't talk to them type thing.
Yeah.
But I'm super proud of her and Matt because they did it, the action of doing it. So I went out and supported. We had one guy come by and he was like really interested and had a lot of questions. You know, they got to get used to talking to people and answering the questions on the spot. So I kind of let them run with it for a minute and then, you know, I would jump in and help them after that. But they did. I mean, they did really good. Like, I was super proud of both of them. We had another guy come by and he brought up some kind of high octane something, something. And I was like, yeah, no, I can't speak to that. And then, you know, I just let him know, listen, you're going to have people that are going to do that. You just got to shut it down and move on or entertain it. Whatever you decide to do, you got to be ready for whatever's coming next. Yeah. So, but it was really good. Jason and JJ played softball and JJ beat the brakes off his daddy in the championship game. You need to know it was a tense night in my household.
That's funny.
So, but yeah, good weekend. In other developing news, I got a promotion at work.
Say what? Wow.
Yeah.
I had no girl's position.
No. I had no idea it was coming. It happened in the middle of the day on Monday. My boss, Caitlin, come over to me and she's like, hey, let's go come take a walk with me. Let's grab a coffee. And in my mind, I'm like, well, I don't drink coffee, but I'll walk with you. But so we get out the door and she's like, do you want to be a property inspector? I'm sorry, what? And she was like, yeah, do you think you could go out and do the inspections? You know, you get to interact with people, with the tenants and do the move in, move outs and that kind of thing. And I was like, can I do the job? Yes, I can do the job. I have no doubt about that. Like, do I want to do the job? Like, and she's like telling me more details. And I kind of already know because we had somebody doing it, obviously, before me. That's no longer with the company. But I was like, and honestly, my first thought was, I don't have to sit at the desk anymore. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. So that was before we discussed any money, anything like that. Perks, whatever. And I said yes. And now I will have a company vehicle and a little bit more coins in my pocket.
Nice.
And literally, I bebop and zip zip all around town doing all these property inspections and talk to people and hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. What can I do for you? And move on to the next one. Like, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be easy every day, but you know, like so far, I mean, I really like it. I'm not staying still in one spot. And so, cool. Yeah, I really like it. So I'm excited. Jason was excited. I was like, I had no idea. That's the first time ever that I've been promoted and I had no idea it was coming. Normally, you know, I have a pretty good idea what's coming. That time, completely off guard. That's awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. And it's still super stress-free, like not having to work after hours. And when I'm done, when I'm finished with my inspections for the day, I'm done for the day. So my schedule is flexible. I schedule my inspections and stuff like that. So I was like, yes, thanks.
That's awesome.
So, no, it's been good. It's been good. So I've been doing it all this week. Today I did 3 units, and it takes me about 1.5 to 2 hours, depending on how big it is. I did a 5-bedroom the other day, though, and that was like on my second day, and that took me a hot minute. But super fun, super, you know, I like it. I'm not sitting still at the desk.
Right.
That part. And I've been getting my steps in every single day.
Nice.
So, no, it's good. It's good. I'm excited. I'm super excited. So, just another little notch in the real estate and property development, you know, belt, if you will. Trying to learn it and see where that goes. And yeah, I was excited. So
great.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, life is normal. Life is usual. Per usual.
Yeah. So. Any more thought to going back to doing 75 hard?
It definitely is always looming. All right, let me scoot my big head over. It's always looming right here. Ashley went on a walk last night and, you know, sent me a picture of what she was doing or whatever. And instantly I was like, God, I need to get up and go. And it's, I don't want to say I've went backwards. I definitely haven't went backwards. And I stepped on the scale and shockingly, I was surprised at what the scale said. I was like, what? Is that right? Like, should we recalibrate that? So I haven't lost anything, but I haven't gained anything either.
Yeah.
So I just, it's always looming in the background. And then I think to myself, okay, if you start now, then October 14th, like, because for sure I'll be going back in on October 14th, for sure.
Yeah.
So that's when, and we announced that at the KLP that we had. Oh, you were there. I forgot you went. So Aaron is standing, you guys. If you're watching, Aaron is standing. So we're just going to talk extra long to see how long he can stand. No, I'm just kidding. Unless you want to.
If you see me rocking back and forth.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of that, like, so I booked a hotel. I made sure that it had a gym.
Yeah.
I get there, it's closed. I mean, I did plenty of walking.
Not the universe telling you to rest, Aaron.
But the whole trip, until the day after I got back, I did not go to the gym and work.
God forbid.
Nor did I read, even though I took my book.
Do you have that weird guilt thing going on?
100%.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Damn it. You need to go back to 75 hard then.
And I've been back. Well, I got back early Wednesday morning. We got home at like 3 a.m.
Oh my God. You definitely need a travel agent. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just because of the plane was delayed. I mean, I chose to go with a later flight. I mean, if they would have got us, the original flight was at 9:50 p.m. from Dallas-Fort Worth to Seattle, that would have been fine. But since they delayed it 3 hours.
That's still past your bedtime.
It was well past my bedtime. I was tired as hell. I'm still trying to catch up on sleep.
Like, I can tell.
I've been home 2 days. I've worked out 2 days. I didn't get up and walk, nor have I read. So it's just like,
The walking and the working out, I'm not concerned about.
Yeah, it's the eating.
Because
too.
I know that you will get back in that.
Yeah.
The reading worries me for you, and you're not eating right either. I mean, neither am I. I'm not judging by any stretch of the
imagination. And then I made some questionable choices on my trip, but it's not
vacation,
like I went.
Vacation, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not eating. Like, I'm home now, I'm eating better. And it just throws me off because I'm not working. Like, I don't go back to work.
That's right.
Yeah,
I don't
go back to work until Monday.
I forgot you took the rest of the week off, too.
Yeah. So
it worries me that you have the guilt thing going on, if I'm 100% honest.
Why? I mean, if I didn't have the guilt, maybe, I would be okay with me doing it.
Not guilt. Maybe guilt is not the right word. Are you beating yourself up because you haven't done it? Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Then
not at all.
Yeah.
I just feel off because I've been doing something. I have
for
a
so
routine.
Long.
And
yeah.
I've got out of my routine, and it's like I found it so easy to revert back to not doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 100%. I wasn't motivated the last 2 days to go to the gym, but I did it anyway. I mean, my body's feeling it because I haven't worked out. I didn't go Friday. I did plenty of walking, but yeah, so.
Well, just get back in it, friend. Don't go bananas. Don't go bananas. Don't go off the deep end. On my birthday, Danny Webb sent me a voice message, and she's like, nice. Listen, I know how committed you are right now. She's like, but one piece of cake, one celebration, one vacation is not the problem. And I really had to think about that for a little while because I can beat myself up over the stupidest shit like better than anybody. And so for my birthday, I really did like enjoy. I had a tres leches cake. Bomb. Bomb, bomb. And my babies came home and it was just a really good night and I enjoyed every second of it. But the next day I would have been in that weird, oh shit, I got to get to the gym. Like, you know, but I didn't. And I haven't since we come out of 75 hard. I haven't had those thoughts of beating myself up or hating myself because I didn't do the right thing. The right thing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, for me, I feel like that's a win.
For sure.
But yes, 75 hard is always looming in the background. I think if you've ever completed it, I don't know how it's not looming in the background for someone. If I'm being 100% honest. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go 75 days and have that level of commitment and that level of discipline and then just act like it never existed.
Yeah.
And for you, it was even longer than that. So, yeah. I will say I am looking forward to going back into it, like with all of us. I will say that. Just the structure and the discipline that goes with it. And you don't have to think about what you're going to eat for dinner. And you don't have to think like it, because I was so good at meal prepping, like, and yeah, I could do that every day, but it's different when all of us are doing it together.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
I'm thinking about when that comes around, then maybe I'll do phase one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Start phase one. Well, that's only 30 days, so.
Right.
But I'll have to.
I have to tell you something, and you're going to die. Ashley last night took a cold shower, right?
Yeah.
She's. First of all, you know, we have a whole separate chat like from 75 hard just because we didn't want to bombard you guys with the girl stuff. She gets out of the shower and she's like, my nipples are frozen. She's gonna kill me if she watches this. She's like, they fell off. And I was like, no, see, I'm not. You gotta protect the nips at all costs.
Put some and black then, electrical tape.
Right. She's like, I'm going to tag Frank and tell Frank that he won. And I was like, okay. She's like, I lasted all of 47 seconds. I was like, that's 46 seconds longer than I even thought about it. So good job. And then she goes, I was singing the song and everything. I was like, what song? Like legit in my mind. I'm like, what song are you talking about? She was like, and she posted a GIF of her, of a lady singing Take My Breath Away. I need you to understand how hard I laughed. Like I legit died. And I just, and then she tags Frank and I tell Frank, I'm like, great. Now my friend is frozen. Frank, thanks. He's like, now it's your turn. And I'm like, oh no, I'm like busy vacuuming the fish tank. Sorry, not doing it. Like, bro, it gives me anxiety. It gives me anxiety. We watched this thing yesterday. It's like World's Craziest Drivers or some show like that. And these people in Manitoba, Canada, there's this lake that they drive across in the wintertime when it freezes because it cuts like 2 hours off of their trip or something.
Yeah.
The guy starts walking out on the ice and I'm sitting at the kitchen table and all of a sudden, not even realizing, I'm standing up and I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. Jason's like, are you? I'm like, why is he walking on the ice? Like, what is he doing? Then they start driving the damn truck across the ice. Guess what happens? Right in the fucking... Oh, my God. I cannot even imagine. I can't.
Have you seen that TV show, Ice Road Truckers?
Yeah, no. F that, bro. I am telling you right now. Jason's like, let's go to North Dakota. I'm like, listen, there are a lot of things that... I would be like, babe, please don't do that. Like, I really don't want you to do that. You would still go ahead and do it, and I would get over it. This driving across a lake of ice, I'm just letting you know I will show my whole ass in front of God and everybody, your family. You will be so embarrassed. If you step 1 foot out on that ice, you need to understand I'm losing all the rage. Everything is coming out at that point. I was like, and if you think I'm getting in the fucking truck and driving across it, no, that's what's not going to happen. You will have to tie me up and duct tape me before I will even, no.
That's funny.
Right now, it is like making my body like clench up. I cannot eat.
We need to get you in a cold shower.
Listen, I don't even rinse my mouth out after I brush my teeth with cold water. Like that's, no. I don't do it with hot water, but it ain't cold. Because, you know, in the PNW, our shit comes right off the glacier. And I'm like, no, thanks. That's too cold. I'll wait till it warms up a little bit. Oh, why? Why do people? No. Why?
It feels good.
No, Aaron, there was nothing that felt good about that polar plunge that we did. Not one thing. Not one thing felt good. But afterwards, when we got out of the water and it was only, what, 50-something degrees and we felt like we were in the middle of a heat wave, that's not normal. Like, that's not healthy. I can't do it.
I thought I'd freeze my ass off when I did that cryotherapy, negative 40 degrees.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't bad. Mm. It felt good.
I'll pass. Take pictures. Oh, you did. Good. Nope. I just can't make it make sense in my brain. And it literally goes against everything in my fight or flight. And I don't think I could physically make myself do something like that. Cold shower. Obviously, I know that's not. But like drive across a lake.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you freaking don't... not.
You don't need to drive across the lake. I mean, you did the polar plunge.
Nope, sure don't need to drive across the lake. No reason. We will just have to take that extra 2 hours and drive around. Thank you. Get up early. I don't know. Even now, it's starting to be a little brisk in the mornings, and I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. I'm like, here we go. Already. We had like 1 week of summer, and now it's over.
Right.
I'm mad about it, too. Yeah. Nope. Yeah, I don't think I'll be hitting phase one because I'm not doing that cold shower nonsense. I just cannot. And I'm sure, like, I've thought about getting a cold plunge tub and all the things, in the summertime. Come wintertime, you want me to get in there and do that? I'm dead damn serious, too. It's not going to happen.
We'll get you there.
No, that's about like me jumping out of a plane. I'll be on the ground. I'll take good pictures. You'll have plenty of footage. Don't worry. I've got that part on lockdown.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon unless I can find a place that does bigger people.
There's got to be something, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, The Rock has jumped out of a plane before. And how much does he weigh?
We were going to go on a zip line in South Carolina, but they had a weight limit of 250, so that was out of the question.
Zip line I would do. I would do a zip line in Costa Rica, preferably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could do a zip line. My anxiety is through the roof right now thinking about driving on that lake. I can't do it. For those that are watching or listening, if you do something like the cold plunge or a cold shower, Frank, not you, because you're an advocate, and we know that you're an advocate. You can respond if you want to, but I already know what you're going to say. Where's my people at that are like, hell to the no? That's who I'm trying to contact. Everybody, please jump in and say, no, thank you.
She's looking for justification for her mind telling her not to do it.
Yep, sure am.
Don't do it. Tell her why she should do it.
So if you're out there, help a girl out. Please respond, because I don't want to do it. Now, obviously, if I had to save one of my kids or Jason or you or Ashley or somebody I care about in the middle of a lake, I probably would find a way to do it. But if you idiots get yourself into that situation, then listen.
Nothing stopped you doing that cold plunge we did a couple of years ago.
That's because I was hyped up. Somebody got in my head and hyped me up about it. Had to be. And it was also wintertime, so it didn't seem like it was so cold. Like, I was already acclimated to the cold, right? It was like January 1st we did it.
It was.
So it was already cold, so it didn't seem as drastic. But right now in the summertime, abso-freaking-lutely not. I can't do it. Like I can't Frank even said, stick my toe in the sound right now.
Like Frank said, you don't just like crank it to cold. You take a hot shower and you slowly turn it to cold, and your body acclimates to it.
Okay, but driving over a lake in a car?
We're not talking about driving over a lake in a car. We're talking about the live hard or the cold shower portion.
I just don't know. Like, that would be the thing that set me back. For real. That would be the thing. Because I don't think that I would be able to do the 5 full minutes, even if I acclimated to it.
You could. Just get all sweaty before you get in the shower and you'll want to take a cooler shower.
God, I don't know. It's irrational fear for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it's from. Like,
it's not going to kill you.
Are you you sure?
I'm sure.
I'm sure people on Mount Everest have said that too. I don't like it. Growing up in Texas, yes, it was hot. And I saw snow like maybe once or twice as a kid. And then never again until we came to, or no, I saw snow in Nevada, but not like deep snow, just like dust.
Yeah.
And then we came here and it is like big snow. Not for us in the winter, but Jason took us to Mount Rainier one year for Ashley's birthday, and her birthday is December 28th. And it was like a snow park or something. First of all, who even make snow parks? And second of all, like, took JJ was little at the time. I like took him out of his car seat and went to set him on the ground and went back to grab something out. JJ was gone. Like, he felt it, like, sunk down in the snow past his head, and I'm like trying to find him. Like, I yank him up by arms, like, no. Oh my God. I'm so glad that you think this is so comical. My heart rate is racing. It is an irrational fear, and I don't know what it stems from. I'd be curious to find out, but yeah, no, I have zero desire. And everybody's like, well, do you prefer hot or cold? Well, obviously hot. And they're like, with hot, you can't, like with cold, you can put on layers and get warm. With hot, you can't take off your skin. No, but I can get in the water. Like, I'm okay with heat, so.
I hate heat.
And at work, our AC is broken. We don't even have an AC in the office. It's not broken. We don't even have one. And it gets, like, it's like an oven in there. It gets pretty warm. But I'm okay. Like, when I was in the office, I would just sit with my little fan and be good. Everybody else is dying.
See, I don't like to sweat. So, like, we were on one of our flights, the AC didn't work very well.
This flight? This trip?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I was just burning up the entire flight. Like, my shirt was all soaked. And
I don't like stagnant air. I will say that. Like, and to me, that's what a plane is just stagnant, stuffy air. And yeah. You say a prayer that everybody around you has deodorant on. But, like, I'm not a fan of the stagnant air. I need the air to move, but it doesn't have to be cold air. But I don't want the freaking dragon's breath blowing on me either. But, you know,
right.
Still, now I'm going to have to calm down. I don't know why it's so bad. It really is. And the older I get, the worse it gets, too.
Interesting.
If anything, like, I probably need to jump in and do it to kill it while it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of letting the monster get bigger. But yeah, there's.
I wonder who like, said that.
Let's go play out in the snow. Bye. Deuces. See you when you get back. I'll have something hot and warm right here. Hot cocoa.
Right.
Like, yeah. And it's pretty. It's super pretty. And it calms everything. And the noise is like nothing. And it's just calm and peaceful. All of that from inside the house.
I love how peaceful and quiet it is when it snows.
Mm-hmm. It does. I agree, but it's just as calm and peaceful inside my house too. In the warmth. I just said that not that long ago. You like Ford. You like the snow.
Yeah.
Politically, we're different. All these things.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us. Look at us being friends.
We wouldn't be able to stand each other if we, we're the same.
That's true. That's probably 100% true.
We'd kill each other.
Yep. I agree. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Did you see the new flavors?
Where'd you see them?
Brian Underwood posted them.
Shows how much I pay attention.
And I was right. Bomb Pop Plus is one of them. It's a revamped snow cone. It's a revamped snow cone. You get like 18 boxes of that. And the other one is Pineapple Dream. So I think like Pineapple Dole Whips, I think is what that one's going to be.
Nice.
I don't know about the pineapple one. I'll try it, obviously. But the Bomb Pop, absolutely. Sign me up. I need about 15 of them.
I love Snow Cone. And what was the pineapple one?
Blackberry Pineapple.
Yeah.
Was the old one.
Yep.
So, goodness, friend. How's your legs?
They're good. I just want to eat dinner. Dinner's cooked and ready.
Heck yeah. What'd you make?
I didn't make nothing.
What are you having?
Fried chicken, rice, and fried egg, I guess.
Yes. On my way.
Yes. I didn't have
All right, friend. Right? That part.
Right.
That part. It makes everything taste so much better when you don't have to cook it.
I cooked last night. Had soft tacos.
We did tuna Alfredo last night.
Nice.
Alfredo with tuna in it.
Not chicken.
No. It was basically like homemade tuna helper.
Yeah.
But homemade instead of, the shit that comes out of the box.
Yeah.
So it was actually really good. Then I put my own seasonings in it because I don't know what the hell they put in Hamburger Helper. We don't even know if that's real. So, right. But no, it was actually really good. I had it for leftovers for lunch today too.
Nice.
So.
That's awesome.
Well, I couldn't talk long enough to make your legs go tired. Damn it.
No, I stood for a whole 45 minutes.
Look at you.
46 minutes. And then I got this sit-stand desk that I rarely use. So.
Mm-hmm. Mine is too. But there's cables and stuff back there. And I'm afraid if I try and make it stand up, something's going to come crashing down. And listen, if you saw this desk, you would be mortified. Mortified. Everything right here is clear. But to the left and to the right, you'd be mortified. Somebody should probably clean this, but not me.
So. Somebody's got to.
All right, friend, go eat dinner. I guess I'll go and try and eat something, and I gotta go run some errands too. So,
all right.
All righty. Adios.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.